Today, the Cuban government released three dissidents who were imprisoned in a crackdown last year. The dissidents were among 75 human rights activists, writers, and journalists who were sentenced to up to 28 years in jail. Cuba accused them of being paid agents of the United States, a claim the dissidents deny. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
The release came as a surprise not only to the international community, but to the dissidents themselves. Speaking from his tiny apartment in Havana, independent economist Oscar Espinosa Chepe says authorities woke him up at 5 o'clock this morning, but gave him no indication that he would be freed. He says it wasn't until he was driven home that he really believed it was true. I wasn't optimistic. They had never indicated that I would be freed. I was never hurt physically, but the conditions were very hard. It was tough in the beginning. The water they gave us was dirty. I was sleeping on the floor. It did get better later, he says. His wife and fellow dissident Miriam Leyva says that her husband was released because the Cuban government did not want him to die in custody. He has been suffering from a serious liver ailment.
He has a very poor health, and they know that. And they know that if they keep him in prison, you know, he can die there.
But Cuba observers say the move is more likely a response to proposals by Spain's new socialist government to restore political dialogue with Havana. Diplomatic relations were only fully restored between the two countries this past week after a long standoff regarding the fate of the dissidents. The European Union has also harshly criticized Fidel Castro's crackdown. Cuba analyst Marifeli Perez Stable from the Washington, D.C.-based Inter-American Dialogue says that Cuba is trying to clean up its human rights image in order to avoid tougher demands from the European Union and Spain.
The Cuban government will try to get as much mileage from these prisoners, very cynically, I might add, in order to avoid the hard topics that the European Union has put on the table, which is some movement towards a real economic opening and a political opening.
This is the second such release so far. Seven dissidents were let go over the summer, and there are hopes that more will be released in the coming days. Espinosa Chepe says he doesn't want to leave the country, but Cuban officials told him that they will arrest him again if they deem it necessary. I'm not a young man, he says. I would like to stay here in my country. I'm going to do everything so that I don't have to leave. Let's see what destiny holds for me. Today is his 64th birthday. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.